You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's the Music of the Stars. Guess who this is?
Brave skies are gonna clear up.
Uh-huh.
Put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up. Put on a happy face. Take off that gloomy mask of tragedy. It's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook. Stick out that noble chin. Wipe off the full of doubt look. Slap on a happy grin. And spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face.
Yeah, it's the Music of the Stars for the holiday. Mr. Dick Van Dyke from Danville.
Outlook, stick out that noble chin, wipe off that full of doubt look, slap on a happy grin, and spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy, happy, happy face.
Enoch Light in the orchestra. Good morning. We're going to be here all the way till midnight in China. No, really, noon. The Music of the Stars. Dick Van Dyke, A Celebration. What an entertainer. You don't have to have me tell you that. But there's a few surprises today on this program. Dick Van Dyke said he really did appreciate that song. He loved it. Got a few more songs from him you've never heard. And Basil Rathbone. Wait a minute, did you say the lads with Rathbone? I'll tell you about that too, and the history of It's a Wonderful Life. Because there is one. A history, that is. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. And our newest station, WZTI Milwaukee. Celebrate this magical season together. The Music of the Stars. And Francis Albert Sinatra just had a birthday a couple days ago. December 12th. Across the world at civicmedia.us. Based out of Radio Park, our studios carry on the Mutual system. Music of the Stars. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's a gift. But it's a gift that's no good unless you give it to somebody else. Beloved movie of all time. You've seen that Christmas classic a dozen times. You laughed, you cried, and you applauded the director, Frank Capra. But how do we really know It's a Wonderful Life? There's still one survivor of that cast. We don't have all the answers. I met little Zuzu once. She's still with us. And there's a lady from Racine in the cast. Ellen Corby played Mrs. Davis. Thank you. the music from It's a Wonderful Life. Good morning, everybody. Dmitri Tiomkin. What a great author. I'm a big fan of his. He wrote the music for one of my favorite pictures, The High and the Mighty. But Ellen Corby, that's the lady who requested $17 from the savings and loan, you know. And Mr. Bailey had a little trouble giving it to her because of a conspiracy. Oh, you don't want to hear any more conspiracy stuff, do you? Okay, well, let's do this then. Dmitri didn't write this, it's Buffalo Gals. The key song from It's a Wonderful Life.
Quite content and fancy free, heartthrobs never bothered me. All at once the arrow hit my heart whispered. It's a wonderful life, not a cloud in the sky. Mr. Cupid just winked his eye, and you walked by. It's a wonderful life, I have more than my share. See me walking around on air because you care. Isn't up so far. I see heaven from my lucky star. It's a wonderful life. Let it rain, let it shine. It's as wonderful as can be because you're mine. Seven heaven isn't all.
let's have a contest without prizes. Who's the gal who played the siren, the desirable lady, highly desirable? Who was the actress? What was her character's name? And by the way, when the property was first purchased, who was considered for the role of George Bailey? And it wasn't Jimmy. By the way, there was a brother of Jimmy Stewart in the film. What was his name? Can you name him? And his dad? Great character actor. But Ellen Corby from Racine, here's how she got the part. There were a lot of rehearsals, a lot of takes, and then Frank Capra came up to Ellen Corby, Ellen Hansen, her real name. And I made a take where I requested an odd amount. She changed the script. Ellen could do that. Not $17, but $17.50. And that threw Jimmy Stewart off. He was expecting Jimmy, man of expectations, to say the amount that he had requested in the rehearsals. And they had already tried some takes. But Jimmy, she said, was wonderful. He ad-libbed. That's an ad-lib. That was Frank Capra, who knew how to keep things fresh. What's the main street? See if you can guess that. It was summertime when it was filmed, the week of June 13th, 1946. Just after the war. People were just getting back to normal. Ellen said, I was a child actor, 4.5 years old.
Welcome to John Collins Presents. My name is John Collins, and I'm your host. Right now, we're broadcasting from the Lowe's Theater in Schaumburg, where I'm with Carolyn Grimes, child star from the holiday classic, It's a Wonderful Life. How are you doing today, Carolyn?
I'm doing wonderful. I use that word a lot.
I imagine it has become your favorite word, whether you meant to or not.
It's true.
Right now, we're here. You're promoting some things from the film. What amazes me is the popularity of this film these many years later. Did you have any idea? You were in this movie when you were 6 years old, right?
Yes.
Okay. And years later, are you amazed at the popularity of the film?
Absolutely. In shock. I think the whole world is. This movie is just number one. It is the Christmas classic for all Americana. It's even in the United Kingdom. It's
really
fabulous.
Now, what amazes me, I've been doing a little research. You know, I've seen the movie, but I'm coming to interview, so I had to check the DVD out, which I watched last night. You got to get that. And what's really amazing is when they talk about how the movie didn't really hit at first.
No.
That it was years later.
That
seems to me that would be heartbreaking and almost frustrating, because Frank Capra put a lot into the movie. Everybody had believed this was the number one kind of movie. What do you think happened where it didn't hit right then but clicked later? What's the explanation for that right there?
Well, it's really easy, I think, because it was after the war, and they both put their energies into it, but it was considered a romantic comedy. That's what they had marketed as, and I think they marketed it incorrectly, because if you'd gone there to get a lot of laughs, you wouldn't have had a lot of belly laughs.
Those Zuzu Grimes.
Mr. Cupid just winked his eye, and you walked by. It's a wonderful life. I have more than my share. See me walking around on air because you care. 7th heaven isn't up so far. I see heaven from my lucky star. It's a wonderful life. Let it rain, let it shine. It's as wonderful as can be because you're mine. Mr. Cupid just winked his eye, and you walked by. It's a wonderful life. I have more than my share. See me walking around on air because you care.
Nice about your brother Harry and Ruth, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's all right.
Don't you like her?
Well, of course I like her. She's a peach.
Oh, just marriage in general you're not enthusiastic about.
No, no, marriage is all right for Harry and Marty and Sam and you.
Mary, Mary, who's down there with you?
It's George Bailey, Mother.
George Bailey? What's he want?
I don't know. What do you want?
Me? Not a thing. I just came in to get warm.
He's making violent love to me, Mother.
You tell him to go right back home. And don't you leave the house either. Sam Wainwright promised to call you from New York tonight.
What's your mother mean? You know, I didn't come here to...
What did you come here for, then?
I don't know. You tell me. You're supposed to be the one that has all the answers. You tell me.
Why don't you go home?
That's where I'm going. I don't know why I came here in the first place. Good night.
Good night.
Mary, Mary. The telephone is Sam.
I'll get it.
Whatever were you doing? It's good to hear.
Music of the Stars. It's a wonderful life. And you notice that song was not in the picture. There is a mystery. Oh, the music was Dmitri Tiomkin, but the song, Frank didn't use it. Yeah, we all think we're experts when it comes to that classic holiday film. was a song in there, Buffalo Gals, that was sung. Oh, that street in It's a Wonderful Life, did you figure it out yet? No, it's not Main Street. Remember when this first made it into television? It's late at night. The TV's on. Middle 50s, the late show. What's on? And what was on was a miracle. Kind of a shorthand between the people who made the film, they created it, those who, like you and me, we happened upon it once. It's like our hometown, shared hometown, common friends, common memories. Uncle Billy. Eventually we all go home again. It's a lot like Bedford Falls. Happened in Florida some years ago. A judge tried to bring a sense of justice to a case involving a guy who was charged with attempted murder of his critically ill wife, and then he was going to take his own life. Well, the judge, this is a real story. The man was there at the bench feeling worthless. And he actually said, "Judge, I think the world would be a better place without me." Then, this is a true story. I keep saying that, don't I? The judge said, "I order you to watch It's a Wonderful Life." And the charge was eventually dismissed. True story. The music of the stars. I thought I'd do something behind the scenes of this great classic. There's a lot of memorabilia about the movie. There was a poster, $4,000 if it's in mint condition, and that press kit, $1,200, and stills from It's a Wonderful Life. There's a good market for that as well. Got a few other stories over here. Uncle Billy had a pet raven. And then when George loses his temper, the old man, for losing that money at the savings and loan, they introduced a couple of animals. What are they? Squirrels. The bar scene. Who punched George? I mean the real name. Sheldon Leonard, movie producer. Perfectly cast. Donna Reed was married to Grover Rasmus. He said, "During my years married to Donna, she would always reflect back on It's a Wonderful Life." Well, Don had been around. She had studied acting and lighting, cinematography. But I think she learned storytelling from Frank Capra and the joy of Americana. You know, we are rooted in cultures from many different lands. So Donna said, from now on, I'll never play a loser. She took on the challenge of a lady who falls on hard times, but rises above it. There was a salute to Frank Capra back in March of 82 at the American Film Institute. And Donna was there and moved when he confided to her, I wish I would have changed one thing in the movie. Do you remember Donna's maiden name? Mary Hatch. He said, I would have changed my concept of Mary had there never been a George Bailey. Instead of the plain Jane librarian, I would have made her an intelligent and accomplished lady. Instead of fleeing from the advances of the George Bailey she never knew. Yeah, it was not a big hit. It was not even an immediate success at all. Not at the beginning. Poor old Republic Pictures. Some blamed him, Frank, and then others more often blamed Donna Reed. I don't get that. The music of the stars. The stories behind our favorite holiday classic. And what a classic. The music of Dmitri Tiomkin.
You can get it.
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 If you try. If you try.
Holding hands at midnight, neath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door. Where two hearts become one, who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Won't you tell me how? Won't you tell me how? Won't you tell me, holding hands at midnight, beneath the starry sky? It's nice work if you can get it.
And you can get it if you try.
Try, try, try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it.
And you can get it if you try.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door. Where two hearts become one, who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow.
It's nice work if you can get it,
and if you get it, won't you tell me? Won't you tell me? Won't you tell me?
get us? A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class. And all because a few starry-eyed dreamers like Peter Bailey stir them up and fill their head with a lot of impossible ideas. Now, I say...
Just a minute. Now, hold on, Mr. Potter. Just a minute. Now, you're right when you say my father was no businessman. I know that. Why he ever started this cheap penny-ante building alone, I'll never know, but... Neither you nor anybody else can say anything against his character because his whole life was... Why, in the 25 years since he and Uncle Billy started this thing, he never once thought of himself. Isn't that right, Uncle Billy? He didn't save enough money to send Harry to school, let alone me. But he did help a few people get out of your slums, Mr. Potter. And what's wrong with that? Roddy, here, you're all businessmen here. Don't it make them better citizens? Doesn't it make them better customers? You said that they... What'd you say just a minute ago? They had to wait and save their money before they even thought of a decent home? Wait for what? Until their children grow up and leave them? Until they're so old and broken down that they... Do you know how long it takes a working man to save $5,000? Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him, but to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Well, in my book, he died a much richer man than you'll ever be.
I'm not interested in your book. I'm talking about the building and loan.
Dick Van Dyke.
Easy Street. I'd love to live on Easy Street. Nobody works on Easy Street. Just sit around all day. Just sit and play the horses. Well, life is sweet for folks who live on Easy Street. No weekly payments you must meet that makes your hair turn gray. When opportunity comes knocking, you just keep on with your rocking, 'cause you know your fortune's made. And mister, if you so desire, there's a man that you can hire to plant trees so that you can have shade on Easy Street. I'm telling everyone I meet, if I could live on Easy Street, I wouldn't want no job today. So please go away.
I'd love to live on Easy Street. Nobody works on Easy Street. Just sit around all day.
Just sit and play the horses, Easy Street. I'm telling everyone I meet, if I could live on Easy Street, I wouldn't want no job today, so please go away and let me stay on Easy Street.
Stay here on Easy Street.
Well, I've said too much. You're the board here. You do what you want with this thing. There's just one thing more, though. This town needs this measly one-horse institution, if only to have some place where people can come without crawling to Potter. Come on.
Frank Capra hired Dimitri Tiomkin to write for Lost Horizon. Great picture. They worked together on 6 movies. And in documentaries, that Why We Fight series during World War II. Oh, I love the music of Dmitri Tiomkin. But see, before they released It's a Wonderful Life, they changed Tiomkin's score. He didn't write all the music. Alfred Newman, Lee Harline, and Roy Webb came out of the RKO Musical Library, some of the cues, musical cues, during the final editing process. All these guys were great writers. Roy Webb doesn't get all the compliments he deserves, unfortunately. He contributed to Citizen Kane, too. But the substitution that hurt the most, and I got this from Dmitri Tiomkin's Musical Estate Conservator, the finale. Tiomkin had used the Ode to Joy from Beethoven, the Ninth Symphony. Now, the literal meaning there, and I didn't catch this until I checked it all out, the meaning is, all together we are one. Well, Frank Capra, he decided he was going to replace Ode to Joy with Auld Lang Syne. You know, old times, especially friendships, fondly remembered. Or friends remembering friends. I think that fits pretty well. The final scene in the George Bailey home. Well, that substitution shattered the friendship between Frank Capra and Dmitri Tiomkin. They never ever worked together again. More's the pity. The music of the stars, looking back behind the scenes of It's a Wonderful Life. Hey, thanks for being here. I've got some interesting trivia and a couple of more clips from this great picture. Francis Albert Sinatra just had a birthday a couple days ago, 110.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from
still their heads.
Where do you come from?
Heaven?
How'd you know my name?
Oh, I know all about you. I've watched you grow up from a little boy.
What are you, a mind reader or something? Well, who are you then?
Clarence Oddbody, AS2.
Oddbody? AS2, what's that AS2?
Angel, second class.
I think maybe you better not mention getting your wings around here. But
why? Don't they believe in angels?
I believe.
Oh, why should they be surprised when they see one?
He never grew up. How old are you anyway, Clarence?
293. Next May.
That does it. Out you two pixies go, through the door or out the window.
Come on, Teeny, how about some wine?
As soon as I got Mary's telegram. Good idea, Ernie. A toast. To my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
Christmas present from a very dear friend of mine.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right.
Attaboy, Clarence.
Music of the Stars will break for news on the Columbia Broadcasting System. And back till high noon, welcome all our stations on the Civic Media Radio Network, the music of the stars. You can pick us up worldwide, civicmedia.us. Some of the best character actors in the world are in there. Oh, the character at the end, Todd Carnes, his dad, Roscoe Carnes, great character actor. I don't understand how Mr. Potter got away with that fraud, though. They never finished it up. It's almost unbelievable concerning the Hayes office that were in effect back in 1946. He gets away with that theft. But I suppose if it stars an angel, we can assume some kind of judgment. The music of the stars will be right back. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.